Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is intensifying efforts to have the Labour Party join a government of national unity. Mr. Sharon met Friday with Labour Party Chairman Amran Mitzna, and the two leaders are scheduled to hold a second round of talks late Saturday. Mr. Sharon emerged from several hours of talks with Mr. Mitzna with hopes that the Labour Party will drop its opposition to joining forces with the ruling Likud faction in a new government. Following the meeting in Tel Aviv on Friday, Mr. Sharon's office issued a statement saying the talks had dealt frankly with the issues that divide them and had been held in a good atmosphere. Although the discussions were inconclusive, the two agreed to meet again Saturday night following the end of the Jewish Sabbath. Before the elections, Mr. Mitzna pledged that the Labour Party would never join a coalition led by Mr. Sharon. Some Labour members, such as Yuli Tamir, say the faction should stick to this position unless Mr. Sharon agrees to a shift on key policy issues, including a demand to dismantle Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
Until Sharon will prove that he's not only talking about changing his policy, but actually doing it, implementing new policies, stopping his support for the settlement, removing settlement, until he does that, there is no chance the Labour Party will enter negotiations for joining a national unity government.
Labour served under Mr. Sharon in his previous administration, but quit the coalition last year in a dispute over funding for Jewish settlements. On January 28th, Mr. Sharon's Likud party swept to power in national elections, winning 38 seats in the 120-seat parliament. Labour was crushed in the poll, picking up only 19 seats. Some in the Labour Party believe the faction should remain in opposition and attempt to rebuild its support in the Israeli electorate. Others, such as Labour stalwart Shimon Peres, a former prime minister, says the party should keep open the possibility of serving again under Mr. Sharon and influencing the direction of the government. Mr. Peres has told colleagues it is policies and not personalities that should decide the issue. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.